Hey everyone, it's Lindsay Rhodes and I've got a new podcast, the NFL Roadshow. Fun and kind of nerdy conversation about the NFL every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I've got some amazing guests that are joining me. I'll be breaking the huddle with the top stories, previewing games. We'll get you set for the weekend fantasy with our Fantasy Friday episodes, and we'll answer some of your questions as well. So subscribe to the NFL Roadshow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Tim. This is Santa. Hello, how are you doing?
Oh, God, John. Is that the voice you're going to do on Christmas morning for the girls?
Yeah, it is. You know what I do on Christmas? Because I don't drink in the lead up to Christmas. That's just, you know, we kind of fast a little bit in this house during our Advent. We just kind of scale back things just so when Christmas hits, we're really, really excited. So I haven't had any alcohol in the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
3 days.
It's 4 weeks. Well, yeah, Sundays are you know, a celebration. So I have a beer on a Sunday. But so I'll have with my coffee on Christmas morning, I'll put some whiskey in there, some 40 Creek, and I'll have a couple of those. And I'll just be ho-ho-hoing around the house. The kids will have no idea. I'll be in such a good mood. It'll be great. I did it last year. I felt so good. I was like, this is the best Christmas ever. So I plan on doing that again this year. It's going to be great. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. But anyways, moving on. So it's Christmas, Tim, you know, and what better way to celebrate Christmas is to give a gift. And for dropping the gloves, the gift that we're going to give is the gift of knowledge. And we're going to go through each team and tell them what they need to do, or just better, what their Christmas gift should be for each team. Because, you know, teams, it's been a tough run the last year and a half. And they want something under that tree. They want Santa to drop something off from them. And so we're going to give them a Christmas gift. And we're going to break down each team. And we're just going to, you know, drop something in their stocking. What do you think, Tim?
I love it. Let's dig into it.
All right. So we have the four divisions. And the league really, really, really went out of the box with naming these divisions. We have the North. We have the West. We have the East. And we have, what's the other one? The Midwest?
Central.
The Central. So very exciting league names. So we each took a division, and we're just going to break down what they need, what they could hope for, and what is the best case scenario with each team. So I'm going to start it off. The Carolina Hurricanes. Santa is going to bring them some toughness. So Carolina has not been a top six penalty minute team for the last 3, 4, 5 years. They are just absolutely the softest team in the league. So what Santa's going to do, he's going to slide down the chimney. He's going to leave a gift card for Tai Bo classes. So all of these players are going to get a boxing lesson, and they're going to hopefully get a little bit tougher, because with this shortened season, with these interdivision plays where you're only playing the same team 10 times, you will build rivalries, and there will be hatred, and you need to protect yourself. And if Carolina Hurricanes is stepping into a rink, say the Chicago Blackhawks rink, and they aren't ready to play and they're just getting bullied around, they're not going to be successful. So Santa's going to give them some toughness this year, because Carolina is baby butter soft and they need to pick up their game and just, you know, grow a pair and have a little grit and sandpaper in their game. So that's what Santa will be giving them this year. What do you think, Tim? Is that a good gift?
It's a great gift. It makes me think of the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah. I want a heart. What were the gifts to the four people? Mary wanted to go home. Is it Mary?
No.
What's her name? Wendy?
No, it's – now you're making me lose my mind. It's the
– what's her name?
Rosie?
No. There's no place like home. There's no. It's Toto. Dorothy. And
Dorothy.
Dorothy. Okay. Mary and Rosie. All right. Anyways, so the Chicago Blackhawks. I am gonna give them as a gift. I don't know how to say this gift, but they need What they need is the kids to start taking over the team. They need those young kids to make it their team. This isn't the Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, Duncan Keith, Brent Seabrook team anymore. This has to be the Boakvist, Kubelik, Doc, DeBrincat, this Pius Sutter kid coming over from Switzerland who's an absolute star. He won the MVP in the Swiss League last year. He's 24 years old, and he's going to be a sleeper pick for the Calder winner this year because I know he's 24, but he still would be eligible for it. But they need these kids to grow up, and they need them to kind of take ownership of this team and to say, listen, you guys jump on our backs. We'll carry you, and if you want to come out in the playoffs, that's great, but this is my team now. You know what I mean? They need Kirby Dach to be a leader. They need DeBrincat and Boakvist and Kubelik to step up and take over this team. Because gone are the days when Toews and Kane and Keith can just manhandle a game. They need these kids to take over the team and to just, you know, be the Chicago Blackhawks. And that's tough to do because Kane and Toews and Keith, those guys have such a huge imprint on that team over the last 10 years. But that's what they need to do to be successful. They're not going to get any help in their goaltending area. Their goaltending hopefully is serviceable, but my opinion, they're going to be atrocious. They haven't done anything, you know, to fix that. They had two really great goalies last year in Leonard and Crawford. They let them both walk. Now they're rolling into the season with Dilia and Subban. Like, I think they have a combined starting games of like 40. Like, they have no experience. Nobody knows how they're going to be. And gosh, those young kids, they need to, that's my gift to them, is some growing up powder. So they can grow up and take over this team and have the confidence to lead. And it's going to be tough to do because when you look to your left and your right and you see these guys who have won gold medals and Stanley Cups and MVPs and Conn Smythe, it's going to be hard to say, you know what? I got this. I'm going to take this first power play unit. Last minute of the game, sorry, Taser, sit down. I'm jumping over the boards. But we'll see how it goes in Chicago. The Columbus Blue Jackets. Their Christmas gift is I want them to have an assassin. They need an assassin on that team. They need someone, a sniper, to be more precise, because their power play last year was absolutely atrocious. So they need a sniper, Tim. And I'm not talking, you know, a toy gun. They need an actual sniper who's going to just blow up with 30 goals and 25 of them on the power play, much like James Neal did last year to start the season, where he was just on fire on the power play. There's a guy who's a free agent who can do that right now, Mike Hoffman. So, in my opinion, Columbus needs a power play weapon. They have two of the best quarterbacks in the league back there with Jones and Werenski. Like, you're not going to find a better pair to man a power play than those two guys. Last year, they were one of the worst power play teams in the league. And to have that type of defensive core and to have that little production up front, they're already losing their second leading scorer this year with Gustav Nyquist. He's out. He had shoulder surgery. He was their second leading scorer, like I said. He's out for 5 to 6 months, so that puts him out for the season. They need someone to step up. They have Max Domi. Is he a power play specialist? I don't think so. That's what they need. They need someone to go out and finish off those chances.
You don't think that's Dubois? We saw some big things from him in the bubble there.
He's a disher, and yeah, he can score on the rush. I feel like they need a guy who can set up shop like Stamkos does, like Matthews does, like Ovechkin does. Feed him the puck, and you know he's going to score. They need that type of score because they don't have it. And when you have the defenseman that I mentioned and Dubois feeding guys passes, they need someone to finish off that play. And they just don't have that. And when you're going to compete in today's game, you need a solid power play. You just can't get by, you know, being bottom five. You're not going to win a cup being bottom five power play. It's just not going to happen. All right, the Detroit Red Wings. I'm going to give them a cryogenic chamber so they can just freeze themselves and not come out until next year. That's what I'm going to do. We're going to burn all the contracts this year because they will be good at some point. This year is not that point. Next year, they're going to lose a lot of money off their contracts. They're losing Helm, Filppula, Glendening. Bobby Ryan's not going to be there. Sam Ryan, Eric Staal, Nemeth, Merrill, Biaga, Bernier. All those contracts are coming off their cap. So that's a chunk of change. They have a decent core. You know, they're building. They have some pieces in place. After they get rid of those 8 to 10 players that I just mentioned, that's when Stevie Y can put his stamp on this team. Right now, he has not, just because he can't. He has too many bodies, not enough space. He can't just put him in the AHL. So I'm going to give them a cryogenic chamber. Let's just get this year over with. Let's get a decent draft pick, get a top three pick, and we'll move on and we'll start fresh in 2022-23. The Florida Panthers, I'm going to specifically give one present to one player. It's going to be a Back to the Future DVD, and I'm giving it to Bobrovsky because last year he was not himself. He signed a big contract, $10 million a year. He's expected to perform. So he's going to get this Back to the Future DVD where he's going to go back and he's going to learn what he was doing when he was so successful back in 2017 when he won the Vezina. His save percentage was .931. He was carrying Columbus. So that's what I'm going to give that team. And hopefully Bobrovsky, he's back to his normal self this year in Florida's competitive team. But if he's not, they're going to be struggling to make the playoffs this coming year. All right, the Nashville Predators. I'm going to hopefully give them – I just want a missing persons. I'm going to put out a missing persons, you know, account for a player, and hopefully they show up this year. It's going to be Ryan Johansson. So the reason Nashville struggled last year was Ryan Johansson was absolutely nowhere to be found. Yeah, he had 22 assists in a shortened season. He averages 50 to 60 assists a year. So when you have your best playmaker, you know, not showing up for a whole season, your team's going to struggle. And he absolutely struggled last year. That's why Nashville was nowhere to be found. They squeaked into the playoffs. They weren't the same team that they were the year prior. So if Ryan Johansson shows up, if someone goes out and finds him, you know, and he comes back strong and he can get on that line with Forsberg and Arvidsson, they can have a good chance of being successful, especially in that division. That's what I'm getting Nashville Predators. All right, the Tampa Bay Lightning. I'm just going to give them a big bottle of Pedialyte. When you go out and you celebrate and you have a few too many, you know, the old adage was, you know what, hair of the dog, you know, get another one in you. It's like, well, okay, you know, we've learned a little bit. So now what we do is we drink a big Pedialyte. That's what we would do when I was playing. It was revolutionary. So maybe they have something new. We would get a Pedialyte. We'd dump a BioSteel in there. We'd shake it up, and you down a Pedialyte, you'd be good to go. It was unbelievable, the transformation. You'd just be filled with energy. So that's what I'm going to do with Tampa Bay. A big case of Pedialyte. You know, coast through the regular season. You're going to get your wins, and then pick it back up again in the playoffs because you don't need to do much. You're in this terrible division. You just kind of got to coast through, rebuild your fluids, get the what are they called? Exolites? What are they called? I don't know what it is. I'm like so brain dead right now. Anyways, the Dallas Stars. What should we get them for Christmas, Tim? This one I had a hard time with because I think they hit the jackpot last year. They've had enough good news where they came out of absolutely nowhere to make the Stanley Cup final. It's like, what do you get the team that already had the best present of all last year? Didn't win the cup.
I mean, it's like when you have a big year and your parents are kind of like, hey, Christmas is not going to be crazy this year. We already went on vacation twice, so
yeah,
it's going to be a small Christmas.
And that's how I feel. It's like, we're going to scale back Christmas this year. We went on a big vacation. So we're just going to give Dallas a big lump of coal. You know, they had their Christmas last year. They got to deal with this year. They're going to struggle. They're going to have their growing pains, but that's what we're going to give Dallas. So that is the Central Division Christmas wish list for those 10 teams, or eight teams.
Okay, I'm going to start with the East division. I'm starting with the Bruins, going alphabetically here. My gift for the Bruins is that this new divisional realignment isn't permanent. It's a one-year thing. They don't have to stay in the same division as the Flyers and the Rangers and the Penguins and the Capitals for more than just this year. And I think that's going to be important for them. They want to get back to playing the Ottawas and Buffaloes of the world on four or five games a year. For the Sabres, I'm going to give to them that Taylor Hall is a really strong connection with Eichel and wants to re-sign after the season. They're not going to make the playoffs, or at least they're not going to go in a deep run. Taylor Hall signed right now 1 year for $8 million. I'm going to give to them that he signed for like a 4 or 5 year deal after this and has a really strong chemistry with Eichel on that top line. For the Devils, I'm going to give them the first overall pick. They don't have a sniff at making the playoffs in this division, especially. So giving them a lottery pick is really the best thing that they can hope for, and I'm going to give it to them, first overall pick, New Jersey Devils. For the Islanders, I want to see another step forward from Barzal. He took a big step last year, and he's kind of being the one who's carrying his team, especially with Tavares Gallen being the last couple of years. You've seen Barzal sort of grow into that role. But I want to know, can he be at that same level as the Matthews and Eichels and Elias Pettersson, or is he a tier below that? This is a big year for him. I want to see him take that step forward.
You're putting, I don't think he can be in that tier. What do you think?
I think he could be, but I mean, he's not yet. But I mean, I think he's got it in him.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how this year goes too, because he is a great player. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think he's going to step it to that next level where he is, you know, the guy on that team. That's the thing that I think is missing from the Islanders right now, is to have the guy who can take over a game. And Barzal is great, don't get me wrong, but I think if you game plan against him, you could shut him down pretty easily.
I think he's going to be that guy. I think
we'll see. I hope so. Dropping the gloves. 2020 already reshaped how we work, and it's almost over. Thank goodness. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be more efficient, which means every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world, with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore. Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly, so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. Unlike the other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, and you can pause at any time. There are no long-term contracts. And now, Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria, that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. 73% of online job seekers in the U.S. are visiting Indeed each month. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it, and they'll see it fast. So try Indeed out for a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Listen, it's their best offer anywhere, right here on my show. So go to Indeed.com right now, /BlueWire. Offer is valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Football is back, baby. The playoffs are around the corner. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get on every possible chance to win this season, from game spreads, totals, to team player and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. You better believe I've made a boatload this year, my Buffalo Bills. I bet on the Bills every single week with the spread, straight up bid. Boom. I got money in the bank because of BetOnline. So head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
For the Rangers, my gift is going to be around the new first overall pick, Alexis Lafreniere. I think it's going to be an instant superstar. I'm going to give them that mainstay on the first line, power point per game guy, power play unit one. I want him to have an impact right away the second he steps on the ice and be one of the best players in the league, just like someone like Austin Matthews was. I want him to be at that level right out of the gate for them. For the Flyers, they need Giroux to be their best player, right? He's their best player on paper. If you look at, like, okay, who's the best player they have? It's Claude Giroux. He's their superstar. But he was fourth in the team scoring last year with just 53 points in 69 games. And they didn't have a very strong season. So I want him to step up, be their best player again, and let the Voracheks and the Couturiers, those guys, let those guys, Couturier, you know, follow Giroux instead of the other way around. For the Penguins, stay healthy. I want to see especially a full season from Crosby, Malkin, Letang, the old core. They've got those young players with Gensel and the new goalie, Tristan Jarry, and then that kid from Notre Dame, I'm blanking on the name, that net winger that has been playing with Crosby, but they just stay healthy. That's what they need to be successful. They'll go on a run. They'll have a strong season if they can just stay on the ice. So that's my gift to those guys.
I feel like Pittsburgh misses the playoffs. There's going to be a really strong team from this division who does not make the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's the one bad thing about this setup, is you only get four teams out of this division. There's arguably seven teams that can make the playoffs if it's a regular season. Mm-hmm. So it'll be very interesting to see who's fighting for that third and fourth and fifth spot. I feel like it's going to be Boston and Pittsburgh. fighting for that last spot.
And then finally, to round this out, Washington Capitals, I want to see a repeat season from John Carlson, in which he was a Norris finalist, put up 75 points in 69 games last year. Super important to their success. The way that John Carlson goes is the way that the Capitals go. So I'm going to give them a repeat season from him. Not 75 points, because we're only going to play 56 games. But, yeah, at least a point per game from Carlson and running that team and being another Norris finalist.
Do you think the loss of Lundqvist is a huge hit to them or just a minor hit? Because they still have that young Russian. Yeah, like, how big of an impact? It's a big one?
No, I think it's a minor hit. They're going to sign another goalie, I think, but I don't think it's going to be – Lundqvist was a backup. It's a minor hit. I'm not too worried about that for them.
All right. Very good. All right, moving on. I'm going to do the Canadian division. All my kids just woke up, by the way.
I can see them. Yeah.
Yeah. They're circling like sharks and they're hungry. And I don't know what mood they're in, but we'll see. So we're going to move this along. My wife's not here, so it's just me right now. My gift for the Vancouver Canucks, Santa's coming down the chimney. He's going to bring them. You remember Star Trek? Do you ever watch that, Tim?
I've never watched it, but I know what it is.
So anyways, if they wanted to go down to a planet, they would like teleport and they would stand on this dot and they would just like go and they'd be down on the planet. I don't know how they would do it. I'm going to give that to Vancouver. They're going to log so many frequent flyer miles this year. They're just going to be insane on the airports and the plane. They're just going to be flying all over the place. So I'm going to give them a teleporter where they can just say, oh, we're going to Ottawa, engage. And they just like teleport to Ottawa. So that's my gift to Vancouver. Oh, so witty, Tim. I'm so funny. All right. The Edmonton Oilers. I don't know what to think of Edmonton, honestly. Like, one of their biggest holes last year was in net. You know, they didn't know what to do in the playoffs. They were just – Mike Smith was out there. Mikko Koskiainen was out there. You think they would change it up a little bit? They're just running it back. They're bringing back the same two goalies. So my Christmas present is a goaltender because they don't have one right now who can win games. And you're ruining two superstars. You're absolutely ruining them. They already lost. We touched on it last episode, Oscar Klefbom. So they signed Tyson Berry. That's a good thing. But you need a goalie. And also another gift for them was to have Tyson Berry to kind of revert back to his Colorado days. He went to Toronto. He had an okay year. He put up 5 goals and almost 40 points. In Colorado, he was getting 15 goals, 50 points. Like, you need him to go back to that. You need him to be a power play specialist, to go back, jump in the rush, be excited to play. So it's a double gift. And they need an Edmonton, a goaltender, and Tyson Berry to go back to the player he once was. Calgary, I just want them to get some ice for their knuckles, a big bucket of ice. Because what I expect of Calgary is just going to be a fight fest every single night. We're going to see Tkachuk and Lucic and those guys mixing it up every single night in this division. They're going to be the bullies of this Canadian division. I see them just running through teams, running over teams, using their size, you know, making some space. So they're going to need some ice for their knuckles after the games. The Winnipeg Jets, they have a sign out in front of the rink right now saying any defenseman is welcome. So that's what they need. They need a sturdy defenseman who can go out and who can play 20 minutes and just eat up ice time. He doesn't have to do anything fancy. They have a good, you know, core of forwards. They need a defenseman to eat up minutes and to just not embarrass himself. That's all they need. Someone serviceable who can go out and play against another team's second or third line and just not get scored on every game. That's all they need. So they need a defenseman coming down the chimney. Toronto, you know, there's so many gifts that they need. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give them a daddy-daughter dance, but more specifically a daddy-son dance, because Joe Thornton is most likely going to play on this Robertson's line, and Joe Thornton is 42 years old, and this Robertson kid is 20 years old, so Joe could be his father. So I'm going to set them up on a nice daddy-son dance where they can go. Joe can get him a Kool-Aid, dad can have a drink, and they can just get to know each other, because the age discrepancy is massive between these two players. I don't think we've ever seen it. I don't know if Jágr played with someone who was really, really young, but that would be the only comparison, because he's Jumbo's over twice his age. So that's what I'm going to give to Toronto. Ottawa, I'm going to give a round trip ticket to anywhere in the world for a vacation to their GM. He worked hard this year. he, you know what? He worked his butt off and he did good. He had a successful draft. He made some good trades last year at the deadline to get some assets. He signed some really smart contracts this year. He's done a really great job in Ottawa. I feel like this team is going to have the biggest turnaround from one season to the next. I feel like they're going to compete this year. They're not going to make the playoffs, but they will turn some heads. The young players are going to get some experience, and Ottawa will make a big, big jump this year. I'm very excited to see Ottawa, see how they play on that ice. So I'm giving a vacation to their GM. Anywhere in the world, you know, go to the beach, go to the mountains, enjoy yourself because you have earned it, my friend. All right, finally, Montreal. Man, this was a tough one. They had a good offseason too. Bergevin really stepped up his game. He brought in some good players to kind of complement their first line of Tatar, Dano, Gallagher. My gift to them is for Jonathan Drouin to not feel the pressure. I feel like he is a good player. You know, we dog him a little bit just because he's easy to dog. He doesn't show up in some games. He's easy to point out on video where it's like he's not even trying. I need him to take the pressure off his back and to just produce as a second-line guy. You're not a first-line guy, maybe even a third-line guy. You have a good group of forwards. You have Suzuki, the Tatar, Dano, Gallagher line, which I mentioned before. That's their first line. You have Anderson now. You have Toffoli, Kotkaniemi, Nanami. You have Armian Biron. Like, you have a solid lineup, or Byron. I don't know how you say his last name. But if Montreal needs to be successful, or they want to be successful, excuse me, you need Jonathan Drouin to have a solid year. He can't just coast along and disappear for weeks at a time. You have to get him to produce and be responsive defensively and be a good, productive player on the second power play unit. That's how Montreal is going to, you know, turn some heads this year and be a productive team and make a run in the playoffs, because they have a great goaltender. They have a decent defense. They need these young guys, especially Jonathan Drouin, to make a push this year. That's my gifts for the Canadian division, Tim.
Okay, so I will finish us off with the West division, and I'll rattle through this pretty quickly because I see there's sharks circling around you. Okay, I start with the Kings. Dude, I was looking at their roster last night. They are bad. The LA Kings are bad. I'm going to give to them that, and this is a gift that no one's going to like except for them.
A gun.
The season gets shortened somehow because of COVID exposure, or just for any other reason. They don't have to play the full 56 games. The Kings can just bow out gracefully, much like you give another team a time capsule. Just get through this. So hopefully the season gets shortened. The Kings don't have to play all these games because they are a bad, bad team. The Ducks, I'm going to give to them that the Kraken takes one of these big contracts in the expansion draft. Someone like an Adam Henrique or Jacob Silverberg, Hampus Lindholm, these guys making $5-6 million plus, get out from under one of those contracts with the expansion draft to the Seattle Kraken. The Sharks, I mean, a time machine for sure would be good. Go back to some of their days where they were making the playoffs and winning some rounds every year. But I'm going to go the other way with it. I'm going to give to them that their cumulative goals against average is under 3 for the year. That's all I'm going to – I'm not going to ask for them to have an elite goalie, but if they can stay in the 2s, I think they would be pretty happy with that. For the Golden Knights, I want a dance partner for Ryan Reeves on every team. Every time Reeves wants to fight, there's someone who's got a match who's willing to drop the mitts with him. That'll be good for him, good for hockey, good for the Knights. I would love to see that. Every time he wants to go, there's someone willing. So dance partner for Reeves. For the Coyotes, I want to see some big next steps from their young bucks. They've got Clayton Keller. They've got Dvorak. They've got Schmaltz. I want to see, especially Keller, can he approach being a point-per-game player? I always kind of saw him linked to Barzal. It seemed like they were a similar player, as Barzal's better. But I want to see Keller kind of take a big next step forward and just to get these guys some more experience to see what kind of future they've got in these kids. And I would love to see him kind of approach that level. For the Blues, Torey Krug is going to lead all defensemen in points this year. Torey Krug is the number one. He's going to beat Carlson. He's going to beat Hedman. He's going to beat Josi. Torey Krug is the number one defenseman for points. For the Wild, I want them to win a playoff round. That's just one. Just make the playoffs, win a round. I think they would be absolutely over the moon with that. We talked about that with Foligno recently. Just not just they're good enough to squeak into the playoffs, not good enough to do anything with that. So for the Wild, the playoff round. And finally, for the Colorado Avalanche, I'm going to give to them the Stanley Cup.
Wow, Tim, how dramatic.
Yes, yes.
So that's your pick for this season, the Colorado Avalanche.
I know it's not much of a going out on a limb, but this is the team, I think, and I think they that's it's cup or bust for them for sure. So that's my gift to those guys.
Very exciting. Very good. I like that. All right, Tim, I had something to bring up, but I can't remember. Oh, I have some big news. That's what I was going to bring up.
Okay.
So I haven't talked about it much this year. I am in the finals for my fantasy football again.
Yeah. Wait, so I thought you were just not going to – you weren't looking good this weekend.
I wasn't. I was looking terrible. But the thing that has saved me is I drafted Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, and they are absolute animals in fantasy. So when I get a win, it's because they play good, and they play good every single week. And luckily, the guy I played against, his guys didn't, you know, perform to their best, and I squeaked in. So I am in the finals again for my fantasy football league, the Buffalo Sabres League. It's unheard of if I can go back-to-back. So I'm very excited. My team is decimated by injuries and COVID stuff. My starting running back was Gaskin from Miami. He's got COVID. I had Harris from New England. He's out. I have James Conner. He's out. I drafted Saquon Barkley. He went out early in the season. I have Todd Gurley on running back. He's terrible now. So those are my five starting running backs that I've used, and I don't use any of them anymore. So I am a hodgepodge at the running back position right now, but we've limped into the play. My quarterback was Matthew Stafford. He's out now. I have Teddy Bridgewater as a backup. He's okay. So I don't know how I'm at this point, but I'm in the finals, Tim. It's very exciting. So next week, I can't wait. You'll be able to see it in my face when you see me next week, because this could be epic of getting back-to-back champs this year. And I know my league doesn't like me because I have the least amount of points for, I think, in the whole league.
Wow. It's good and matchups.
For some reason, every week I get a matchup where I match up against a guy who has a terrible week and I beat him by like 5 points. So I've just had one of these charmed seasons where I match up versus the lowest scoring guy and I beat him. And I've had that the whole season. I finished first in my division. I've had no business being there. So I'll let you know how it works out. It's very exciting. I'm guaranteed to win some money, which is exciting. So
there it is. Very exciting.
And that's all it's all about. It's not about fun. It's about bringing home the do-re-mi, baby. Right?
That's right. Six girls. It's not cheap.
Oh, and they're swarming. They need some breakfast right now. So I got to get going. What's happy Christmas, Tim. Merry Christmas. Yes.
You too.
I don't know when this episode is going to be released. When is it?
Probably Thursday or Friday.
Man, maybe Christmas Day. Well, Friday's Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Maybe Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I hope everybody has a good Christmas. Say Merry Christmas, Lillian.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from the Scott household, everybody. Thank you for the support. We really appreciate it. I hope you guys have a good Christmas, a lot of celebrations, and we will talk to you after Christmas. Cheers. Want anything to say, Tim, to the fans?
No. Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you after the break.
Absolutely. Bye, everybody.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Make sure you're following the show on Twitter at @dropping_gloves for episode highlights, behind the scenes content, sneak peeks, and giveaways. Check out johnscottallstar.com/shop for merchandise including t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and so much more. And please, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It's so important to helping us grow so we can keep delivering the hockey content and interviews with the players you love. Thanks, and see you next time.